Whoa.
How do you guys feel about fourth wall breaks? I think they're kind of creepy, not gonna lie.
Excuse me? Where are we going with this? Anyways.
I don't know.
Ow, my foot! It's itchy! I lost my pair of shoes yesterday because, like, the bottom flap opened up and now they're gone and I have to wear these old shitty shoes. Anyways, welcome back! It's been a while.
It has indeed.
It has been, like, 4 days or maybe five.
Well, if we're not counting weekends, because we don't typically record on weekends, it's been two.
Was it two?
Yeah, because Friday and Monday.
But you missed Thursday, right?
I did not miss Thursday.
Wait, fuck, I don't remember. I don't know.
At least I don't think I did. Did I? Now I'm thinking. Oh, shit. Maybe I did.
I don't remember.
Fuck.
I just remember, like, riding with Grant. I remember one morning I had to ride with Victor because you, like, overslept.
No, I didn't oversleep. My mom overslept, and because I didn't have an alarm clock, which I have an alarm clock now.
Did it actually work?
Yeah, it actually worked today.
Did it not explode?
It didn't explode.
And it actually went off?
It actually went off.
All right, that's
cool. It's one of those real fancy ones where I can put my phone on top of it and it'll charge.
Those have existed since, like, 2006. But, you know, you could plug in iPods.
No. Like, it's a wireless charger. Like, you just literally just take your phone. You put your phone on top of it, like, without a case or anything. And not hooked up to, like, any, like, nothing's hooked up to this part, like, the actual charger port, and it just charges.
How the fuck does that even work?
I don't know, but it works, so and my mom lets me keep my phone in my room now, so I can actually hear texts from, like, important people if I ever need to. Yeah. It's pretty sick.
Alright, well, yeah, basically, I guess it was Friday that one that happened.
Yeah, Friday, Friday, I was leaving for Jammu. JMU.
You were leaving for Jamaica?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, on Friday, Tay was leaving for Jamaica in his mind because his alarm clock exploded a few weeks prior, the only way he could wake up was by the power of his mom, and they had a power outage or something like that. Mom's alarm clock got reset. Tate woke up at 8:45. I was already out of the door. I got a ride from our Cuban friend, and we didn't do a podcast. And then yesterday, you were stuck in Virginia because of a flight.
I don't think it was Friday that I was non-responsive. I think that was a different day. I think I told you I wasn't going to be there on Friday. You know what? Let me look, actually.
Then it might have been Thursday where your alarm clock failed to go off and I panicked.
That's definitely possible. Hold on, let me look. Hold on.
Dude, every time I hear this song now...
Yeah, it was Thursday. It was Thursday. So yeah, it was 3 days that I missed.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so... Friday, I was stuck in Virginia. Monday, I was stuck in Virginia. And Thursday, my alarm clock just fucking failed to work. So, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, and Thursday was such a weird day because everyone left for school so early, and I don't know why. Like, I texted you, like, in 10-minute intervals, and you never responded to any of them, and I was like, okay, this is fucking great. And then I texted Grant, and Grant was like, alright, sorry, B, and I was like, are you serious? You already left? It's only, like, 7:50 or something like that. And I was like, that's very unusual. I texted Dakota, she also left at the same exact time, and I was like, are you shitting me? You guys leave way later than this, why are you going to school so early? And the thing is, Dakota drove to school, and then drove back home.
She just told me. Up.
Yeah, like on Friday, I asked her, I was like, didn't you come to school? Like, where were you yesterday? And she was like, oh, well, I mean, I drove to school and then I sat in the parking lot and I called my mom and I asked if I could go home and she said, yeah, so I did. And I was like, what?
it's just done.
Yeah. I was like, all right, were you sick? No. Okay. So that was interesting. And then, like, I went out to the bus stop. Like, I walked outside and I was just, like, standing around and I was like, oh, I have to ride this goddamn bus. And, like, the thing is, on Wednesday, I heard some, there's these two freshmen that sit at my table in pottery. They ride that bus, and they were telling me some awful stories about it. And so, I was not excited to ride the bus. I was kind of, like, dreading the experience. And then I saw Victor, like, drive up, and he was like, hey, you need a ride? And I was like, yes, please, anything but the bus. But when I got into their car, they forgot to, like, close their windows the night before, and it rained. So their car was just, like, wet all over the inside, and I sat down, and my ass just was, like, wet the entire day. So, that was fun.
I'm just gonna keep going with this.
Welcome to the podcast of Tate Clapping.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy my Estonian text this morning?
I did not. I get up in the morning, I finish my chores, hop in the shower, get out of the shower, check Discord, nothing crazy happened while I was gone, no surprise. Start getting ready for the day, all of a sudden, I just get, like, random letters texted to me by Chris, and I get really confused, like, beyond confused. And apparently it's Estonian, like, okay. I was extremely confused. I was debating taking a screenshot and sending it to Emily, because I was like, maybe she knows what this means. this has to be something foreign that I don't know. And then I was gonna like draft a reply in whatever language it was. I was like, no. Maybe it's just random letters. You know what? It's probably random letters. So I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
And I told you, it's the beautiful language of my people.
Oh my god,
Estonian. The Finnish
wannabe language. When you said it was the language of your people, I'm like, okay, this is a joke, or this man, like, looked up how to speak Wakandan or something like that.
Wakandan is not my people.
It could have been a joke. I don't know. I always say the language of my people is talking to the tree spirits, so I don't fucking know.
If you guys were ever, like, friends with me and you have me as a contact, I'd say the most random shit, especially considering the fact that I speak to someone who doesn't speak Estonian, and I send them Estonian text.
Yeah.
I
always get the weirdest text in the morning from Chris.
Do you want to read it? Can I read off the text?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Hold on, I just got a text from, someone. Okay, that was my virtual teacher. All right, yeah. Go ahead and scroll around and let's read off these texts.
Okay, so, like, pronouncing Estonian is really weird.
Yeah,
like,
don't do the Estonian.
When you see the Estonian, you say it exactly how you see it. It's really weird.
But, do something else. Do something, like, super fucking random.
Okay, so it's an ongoing meme for me that, like, every time that I text Tate in the morning to ask about when he's coming to pick me up, I always have to add a random ass message that just has no context behind it.
It's become tradition.
Yeah, so
it's become tradition at this point.
This was on Thursday when you didn't show up and you died, basically. I said, "This is what the people play when the people are playing. Hi, my name is Slim Fasker." And then I kind of, like, panicked. I was like, E.T. phone home, hello, Tate, are you alive? Grant and Dakota already have left, and you didn't respond. here's one from last Wednesday. Do you ever just inhale a whole steak bone in hopes that your vitamin D gets reset to that of a cow so that you can be a cow?
You know, there's a reason I don't react to these over the phone, because, like...
this one was Tuesday, January 22nd. It smells like fish in here. ETA parentheses? What does ETA parentheses mean? Estimated time of arrival in parentheses. That when I said it smells like fish in here, I put that in Discord, and now it's like Will's favorite meme for some reason.
Smells like fish in here, yeah.
Every time he tries to like lure me in to play Siege with them, he always messages me on Steam and says, "It smells like fish in here." He just screams it at me, and I'm like, alright. Okay, let's see. Thursday, January 17th. Reality is just a hallucination. ETA? Hey, I just woke up. So 8:20 then. What if you hit a giraffe in your kitchen as if you needed to hide it from the government? click here to follow your grandson on Factbook from Tuesday, January 15th.
Factbook. Fucking God.
Monday, January 14th. Testing. 1, 2, 3. This is the gay emergency system here to warn you about the American public about gay uprising that we must stop. ETA? And you just completely ignored that.
Yeah. With good reason.
Friday, January 11th. PewDiePie's latest video has too many That's How Mafia Works ads in it. ETA? Oh, I just woke up.
You don't have to read my response.
I guess that's all you respond with. Thursday, January 10th. My Samsung smart fridge stopped dispensing our sour cream. Wait, I don't remember that message.
My Samsung smart fridge stopped dispensing my sour cream. Oh, God. No.
Oh, yeah, and then I screamed at you, "Hey, we just passed you," because me and Grant passed you
in
your neighborhood. I like how we're in the middle of the intersection right now.
Yeah, dude. It's the only way to be. You must exist in the middle of the intersection. Hope a car hits you.
Okay, let's see.
What's the ones, like, from the beginning were really funny, too, if you want to scroll up and find those. Actually, I don't know. I think my phone only keeps text from a month.
Okay, wait. Here's from Monday, January 7th. Hey, buddy, they call me Buddy. Would you like to buy the Samsung smart fridge? It's at a low, low price.
What is up with you and Samsung smart fridges? Do you have, like, a smart fridge fetish?
I don't know. It's at a low, low sale price of $6,877. Trust me. You know you want to connect your iPhone to your fridge because you need some ice. ETA?
Fucking Jesus.
Oh, it only keeps it until January, what? January 6th, and then you yelled at me, no podcast tomorrow. And then I said, Emily would pay to see the video of you being wisdom teeth pulled out. Wait, no, hold on, what? Emily would pay to see the video
exactly. That's
of
why...
you being wisdom pulled out teeth.
Yeah, I remember, I remember you fucked up the text. And then I said something like... In quotes, you pulled out with like something like that.
You said that's
That's incorrect. Or
not
like
right.
That.
Why is it not
that's
all right?
That's not right. No.
Wisdom pulled out teeth. You have to understand, Master Jedi Yoda. dude, that isn't even today speak. But school tomorrow is I. Am I sad? Okay, well, cool. And then I sent you this random meme of a black guy T-posing chasing some little girl down the street. Bruh, go to sleep. You told me to go to sleep at 9 p.m.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, that's...
that's our random text history. What other weird texts have you had with people, though? They're just kind of like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I kind of have this, like, meme war with my other friend where we just kind of send each other, like, our faces just, like, without any context. And we just draw on our faces and draw, like, pee-pee all over it and stuff. I can't really remember. I have all the other texts from, like, earlier on my phone, but I don't know if that will stop the podcast or not.
It probably will. I wouldn't risk it.
Why does your phone delete all your texts, like, after a month?
Save space.
How much space does your text take up?
A lot.
Do people just send you like 50 videos a day or something?
Yes.
Oh, figures.
Yeah, I get a lot of it. I probably get at least like 5 images and like 3 videos a day. I'm like, Jesus, guys, chill out.
The sun is fucking blinding me.
Good.
Ah! It's like, I wish that there was like a sun visor that I could just like pull down like right here and just cover the sun in that direction. It's like, it is very inconvenient.
There.
That still doesn't help.
Fuck. Try it.
It's the other way. There you go. Up. Nope.
Like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Now I fix it?
Yeah.
Okay.
My left eye is no longer being blended.
Blended? I remember I had a weird text streak with one of my friends of just, like, I don't even know what it was. It can't even... I think we were making up our own language and trying to understand each other. So he was sending me a bunch of random numbers, like just random numbers that had no context whatsoever. And it wasn't like numbers where like one is A, two is B. It was literally just random fucking numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's it? He just sent you
random numbers? It was just random numbers. So, like, okay, so I wake up one morning, he just sends me random numbers. I'm like, okay. What the fuck? So I sent him, like, just kind of random letters that sounded like words. Like, sounded like the words that they're supposed to mean, but not, but don't, like, look like it, or, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Like, if you want to say the word, like, more, M-O-R-E, I probably sent him, like, M-O-A... like some other random letters and then R.
Okay.
But if you're like by English standards, if you pronounced it right, you could have it technically says more, just really, really weirdly spelled. Yeah. So I sent him texts like that. And we just kind of went back and forth of just him sending me random numbers and me sending him seemingly random letters. And that was it. We did that for the whole entire day, and I was like, okay, can we talk now? Like random, like normal people talk.
Yeah, I remember the first days that I added Emily on Snapchat, like after I met her. Well, not met her, but like became friends with her. I asked her if she wanted to start a streak on Snapchat.
Wow, you asked to start a streak with someone.
Well, I don't remember if I asked her or if I yelled at her to do so. But,
dude, why do streaks even matter?
I don't know. It's just something to do.
Like, whenever I hear someone say, oh, I got a 300-day streak with whoever, I'm like, wait, so you ran naked across their yard for 300 days?
Dude, I, like,
wait a minute.
Suck at streaks.
I have no idea. I'm a great streaker. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm so good at it.
I don't know, I can't expose my body to the public. Even though I'm well-defined, I'd rather not.
I can.
It's a huge-ass crane. What?
Literally, I do it almost on a daily basis. Like, if we have to go out for rowing on the water, you have to wear something called a unisuit. It's basically like a wrestling leotard, just like a lot tighter on areas it's not supposed to be tighter on.
Why?
Don't know.
Anyways, besides the, like, fucking ass crack leotards for...
No, running, no, I'm not talking about your ass. It's actually pretty loose in your ass. I'm talking about other places.
That's a quote.
All right. It's actually pretty loose on your ass. If I wake up before you send me a text, I'm gonna send you that tomorrow.
It's pretty loose on my ass.
It's pretty loose on my ass.
Alright, anyways.
No, it's like the cloth that's supposed to go over your ass is actually padded and it's really loose. But like for some reason, and I don't even know how physics lets it do this, but it literally packages your genitals. So it just sticks out.
What the fuck?
Like the definition of like where your penis and your testicles lie is clearly cut out. Like you can see it.
Why?
I don't fucking know. But it just is.
Okay. Anyway. I hope I never see that.
Yeah, I don't want you to. Wait, to be fair, though, our unisuits are pretty old. So hopefully we'll get, they'll get new ones next year, even though I'm not going to be there, because I know one should have to suffer through that.
They're going to be even tighter next year.
Jesus, anyways. No. Well, no, ours, if we've been ordering the same ones from the same company, using the same models since, like, 2008. So hopefully we can get ones next year that are newer, but not, yeah, just, yeah. I just don't want that for anyone. Like, I would not subject anyone to that sort of punishment.
Alright, well, anyways, back to me Snapchatting Emily. When we started to streak, the first things that she sent me was just straight up hentai. it wasn't hentai. It was like that, it's that like meme of like hentai faces or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're just like these weird, like, anime girls are just fucking rolling their eyes back and stuff. And I got really confused. I was like, what the hell are you sending me? She would send me, like, photos of, like, birds doing things. And I got really confused. I can't remember exactly, but I think she sent me, like, photos of, like, just birds that, like, were photoshopped onto, like, bodybuilders.
What the fuck?
And I just kind of, like, went with it, and I just sent her, like, photos of, like, Putin's face. Also, like, you have no idea how much I suck at streaks. Like, back in sophomore year when I first got Snapchat, I think, hey, that's someone from Nice. What the fuck are they doing down here? Anyways, I think the longest streak I've ever held was fucking, like, 200-something days.
And I don't know how impressive that is, but okay.
And then I lost it when I went to Estonia.
Ouch.
And then I tried to... I had a bunch of people that I had streaks with, but then, like... I think I had about, like, seven people. And then by the time I came to senior year, there's only three. Because I suck so much at streaks, and I've stopped talking to so many people. So I just kind of, like, gave up. And, like, at this point, like, it's only just, like, it's me, Scott, my diaper baby friend who lives in Tampa, and this one girl who was a senior last year, and she graduated. And, yeah.
Not sure.
That's it.
If I ever get a Snapchat, It's only I'm doing it because I know I have friends who I would love to talk to, but they don't ever answer texts, like, ever. I know I have this one friend, he graduated last year, and he goes to FAU now, and he just never answers my texts, just, like, ever. So, that's the only reason I've been debating getting Snapchat. Guys, I mean, he's a really cool guy, and I was in the area. I was in, I think it's Boca Raton, which is not even 10 minutes away from FAU. I was like, hey, dude, I'm in the area. I'm actually going to be touring FAU. Do you want to, like, hang out or something like that, or, like, grab a bite to eat? And he just never responded. And then 1 week later, he's like, oh, shit, my bad. Fuck yeah, I'm in. I'm like, dude, I left. I'm not there anymore, you see. Yeah.
I hated when that happened, when, like, you just text somebody and they would reply, like, 6 days later or something. I've had that happen to me so many times, and it's just like, come on. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to talk to me, you can just straight up tell me, but you don't have to fucking just sit there and not ever respond, you know?
Or, you know what's even better? What? Is if you have someone that primarily uses Snapchat or Instagram, then looks at your text because they forgot to turn off the read function on their phone, yeah, and just doesn't say anything about it until maybe a week later. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just saw you text me. Bull fucking shit.
Yeah, it's fucking awful, dude.
This is why I want to get an Android phone.
Why?
Because people on iPhone can't see when I read the text sometimes. I mean, I turn off the read function, but, like, you know, I don't want to see when people have read my texts either. I would just rather stay in the unknown if they read my text or not.
Well, the text messaging apps for Android are, like, awful.
Yeah, but everything else about the Android phone is good, so...
Yeah.
Like, you can get apps from the internet. like Apple, you can actually get, like, good emulators, too, for games. You can, like, play PSP games on your Android phone. Yeah. That's pretty sick, dude.
I want to
play Assassin's Creed.
Like, I tried to, but...
Well, you had a potato of an Android. That doesn't count.
That did not work. It was very slow. I tried to play Silent Hill, and it just refused to work.
Maybe that's why your phone broke. Because you tried to play Silent Hill on your Android. I remember the good old days of the iPhone 4, and all my friends had the iPhone 4, and we all got GBA for iOS, and that was a Game Boy emulator, and we all played Pokemon, Fire Emblem, some other random shit, like Hot Wheels, because that was just really fun for some reason, just like the most random Game Boy games that you could ever get on your phone. It was so much fun. Like, those were the days. I actually recently reinstalled GBA for iOS to replay a Game Boy game. Oh, that's Roadkill.
Roadkill.
Just to play a Game Boy game called Fire Emblem the Sacred Stones. And I got through almost the whole entire game. I was going to go back and replay one of the maps for the 100% completion. And the game just stopped working. Like, it just stopped. I literally beat the game, or I got really close to it. And it just stopped. It's like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on my other... I don't even think it was my last phone that I tried the emulator on. I think it was the one that I had prior to that one, which is the one that I took to Estonia. And it just, like, when I played Silent Hill, it ran at, like, 15 frames, and it was just, like, the audio was out of sync, and it was, like, the audio was stuttering. And when I tried to move my character, he would stutter, and I was like, this is not working. I can't do this.
Star Wars The Old Republic? Jeez. You know, I also tried... What else did I try on my phone? I think I tried a PSP emulator on my iPhone. And it actually worked really well. I think the first game I played was, like, the Assassin's Creed for the PSP. Just to, like, test it out. And it worked for a day, and then all of a sudden Apple sent me a thing on my phone. Is like, you're using a unverified app from the App Store or something like that. And I was like, oh shit, they caught me doing something illegal. Fuck.
Is it illegal to use, like,
yeah, if you don't own the game, or haven't, like, if you haven't, like, if you don't own the game in real life, then it's illegal. Well, I mean, unless the game's old enough, sometimes companies will just be like, yeah, we acknowledge that you do it, and the game's kind of old, and it's pretty hard to come by, so yeah, it's cool. Like, surprisingly, Nintendo's just okay with people emulating the Super Smash Bros. Melee, which came out in 2001. They're just cool with it. Like, they sponsor tournaments where you play it on the computer. You don't play it on a GameCube. You play it on the computer. And it's a Nintendo-sponsored tournament. They're just like, yeah, this is okay. Good job, Nintendo. There's another game, too, that's kind of like that. I'm trying to remember what it is. Oh, yeah. There's Sega will actually sponsors people sometimes to do speedruns of Sonic games on the computer instead of the PS2 or like the GameCube. if it's older games like that, yeah. So it's like, alright, this is fine.
I tried to run a PS2 emulator on my desktop, and like, my computer is fast enough to like run an emulator. Like, I can like, I mean, if I can play fucking, like, Grand Theft Auto 5 at, like, full settings at, like, 60 frames, then, like, I can run an emulator, right?
Yeah.
So I try to, like, boot this thing up, and I figured, okay, well, I don't want to just, like, download ISO files from, like, sketchy-ass sites. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to burn the ISOs off of my PS2 games. So I would take my PS2 games, I would put them into my computer, and I would put them through the software where it would burn an ISO file for me just so that I could play it on the emulator. And I was like, okay, all right, everything's done. Let me boot up Midnight Club 3. I booted up, and I still had the disc in my computer, and I had the emulator running the ISO file, but everything was fucking broken. Like, I could drive around and stuff, and, like, the frame, like, the settings, everything was good. Like, I was running at 30 frames, like all the games do. But, like, when you play, the car is, like, a box, and, like, the world isn't rendered. Everything's just kind of, like, white and flashy, and everything's just, like, spamming and freaking out. The audio is, like, freaking the fuck out, and I'm like, where did I go wrong?
What emulator did you use? Do you know the name of it?
PCSX. The PlayStation 2 one that everyone uses.
Oh, that's not the one I use for PS2 games.
I don't remember what it was called.
I use an emulator called Dolphin. It emulates GameCube, PS2, Wii, pretty much any Nintendo console, all Wii and older, and then any PlayStation game that's PS2 or older, and some PS3 games. Yeah, it works fine.
I guess I need to try Dolphin then, because I tried the classic PS2 emulator, and that one, like,
just no.
every ISO file that I ran, the games were just broken to shit. I don't know, like, what I did wrong, and I did everything correctly too. I followed the instructions correctly on how to get the ISO files off the games.
Yeah,
but I guess my computer's just retarded.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just fucking die then.
I guess I'll fucking die.
So that was a shame. It didn't work. And honestly, like, if I get the PS2 games on my PC and get it running on an emulator, I can make fucking videos on those games, because they're so stupid.
They're so stupid fun too. You could if you ever want to do a thing where it's both of us playing, like, PS2 games, if we ever get one to work, I would so be down for that. Like, on your YouTube channel, I would totally be okay with that.
And we gotta get that LAN going, that co-op, that classic couch play.
The couch play, god. Nah, you gotta do, if you use Dolphin, you can do net play.
What?
Yeah, you can do net play with certain, like, multiplayer games.
Well, okay, well, yeah, multiplayer, but, like, I have a lot of games that are, like, strictly co-op, not online.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if you do netplay, I can play on your game, essentially.
But don't you need the same game?
Yeah, I would need the same ISO file, which you could just send it to me, but I would be able to still play it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we need to try that, then.
Yeah, I used to play whatchamacallit? I used to play Super Smash Bros. Melee on Dolphin, and we would always go netplay, because the game doesn't actually have an online function on the GameCube, but I always was able to play on other people, like, on other people's screens and stuff. So basically what it is, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's, you are connected to their game, you're controlling, like, the other player, I guess, or, like, the other controller, on their screen. And I guess that's kind of how it works. I'm not really entirely sure. I just know that games that don't have an online function but have a co-op function can work. Does that make sense? Like, it's possible.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, yeah, that's that. Like, so if you wanted to play, like, I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of a good, like, game for the PS2 that's co-op but not online. I'm trying to remember what a good one would be. But dang, I'm confused. I literally just had one too.
I got really distracted by a girl who was just, like, applying, like, 50 pounds of makeup on her face in her car.
That guy just set off his car alarm, and he's in my marine bio class.
Welcome to high school.
Welcome to high school, guys. All right, that's going to be it for our podcast. Thank you for listening, and do the thing. Bye.
What the fuck do you mean?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.